From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian government planes bombed U.S.-supported Kurdish militia targets in the northeastern town of Hasakah on Friday. As Edward Uranian reports, the city has become a flashpoint in the conflict in Syria.
Amateur video shows hundreds of civilians fleeing Hasakah after a second day of airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes over the city. Kurdish militia targets, in addition to civilian areas, were reportedly hit. Rami Abdulrahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told the media that over 20 people were killed by both the airstrikes and fighting on the ground between Kurdish militiamen and government forces. He said that the city's hospital was also in urgent need of doctors to treat the casualties. Amateur video showed Kurdish militia units known as Asayish exchanging fire with Syrian government forces over control of part of the city. Kurdish forces reportedly control the east of the city, while government forces are hunkered down in the city center. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Also Friday, two Syrian aircraft tried to pass through the airspace around Hasakah, but left without incident when they were met by coalition fighter jets. Meanwhile, the UN Children's Organization UNICEF says thousands of Syrian children are in danger of contracting deadly diseases because they don't have clean water in parts of Aleppo. UNICEF spokesman Christoph Bulirak added that the ongoing fighting has prevented technicians from fixing severely damaged water and electrical systems. The UN has proposed a 48-hour ceasefire in the city to allow humanitarian relief supplies to reach those inside. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and his running mate Mike Pence visited flood-damaged areas of Louisiana on Friday. The nominee stopped by water-ravaged neighborhoods where debris piled up in front lawns and on curbs as people continued to muck out their homes. Later in Michigan, Trump continued his outreach to African Americans, saying that policies of Democratic administrations have hurt inner cities.
Look how much African American communities have suffered under Democratic control. To those I say the following. What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What do you have to lose?
Trump made no comments about the resignation of his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. Manafort stepped down Friday, and in a statement, Trump called him a true professional. Manafort has also been the subject of extensive news coverage over his work for pro-Russian former Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych that allegedly involved overseeing millions of dollars in secret payments. He has denied any wrongdoing. Another area of the southern state of Florida has been found to have infection with the Zika virus. Governor Rick Scott said on Friday officials identified the area as part of what encompasses the tourist magnet of South Beach in Miami.
We are requesting additional support from the CDC. We've already begun increased spraying. We'll do everything we can to help pregnant women all across our state. We have a safe state, and we're going to keep it that way.
Another infection zone had been previously identified in Miami's Wynwood Arts District. The mosquito-borne virus has been linked to severe birth defects in children. An International Olympic Committee disciplinary commission will investigate a robbery scandal involving U.S. swimmers Ryan Lochte, Jack Conger, Gunnar Bentz, and James Fegan. The Associated Press reported that IOC spokesman Mark Adams acknowledged the panel had been set up but offered no other details. The athletes were in the middle of a scandal when they initially told police they were robbed at gunpoint early Sunday morning on their way back from a party. However, two of the swimmers admitted to fabricating that story after they were detained at the airport late Wednesday. Ryan Lochte, for his part, apologized for his behavior by releasing a statement Friday on Twitter. However, he justified his late response by saying he wanted to wait until his teammates were safely back home in the United States before making anything public. It was a down day on Wall Street. All three major indices closed lower. European markets were off as well. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.